You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. I've got a great thing to talk to you about today, and it really is something that, again, has been sparked by so many of you that have come in to discuss this with me. If you have a C-section scar, or for that matter, any kind of a scar that has created a tension line so that the scar itself is so tight that it's creating a fullness either above the scar or below the scar, I have the actual way of curing this. And so many of you over the years that have come in to see me as patients have shown me your C-section scar. And although the C-section scar may have healed beautifully, it may have created such a tight, almost like a tightrope scar, that there's a bulge underneath that C-section scar. And I just can imagine all of you out there that are listening to this that are going, oh my God, that's me. I've got the same thing. Well, I'm telling you, over all these years of being a plastic surgeon and doing a lot of tummy tucks and liposuctions and everything else, that's an area that we all talk about when we're ever talking about plastic surgery and what we're going to do to the abdomen. All of you mention that, oh, don't forget, while you're doing something in that tummy tuck, liposuction of the abdomen, something, don't forget to address that super pubic area that may look a little bit too full in comparison to everything that's going to be above that. And the reason that this happens a lot of times, and that's the other reason why I'm saying it may not just be in that C-section type of scar where we're talking about the super pubic zone that's just puffy and needs to be taken down with a little bit of liposuctioning, but it could be in other scars. Just last week, I saw a young lady that had a hip replacement, and the scar was on the lateral side, the outside part of her thigh, and there was some fat on her thigh, obviously, before the surgery, and when the scar healed, it healed in a very tight fashion that went all the way down from the skin down deeper, and on either side of that scar, there's extra fat that's bulging. So when she's wearing yoga pants or tight pants, you can actually see a divot in the middle and then bulging on either side of that. So what we're talking about is just a scar that could have created what we would may consider a scar contracture, or just an over-tightening scar that creates a bulge somewhere. And the way that we normally go about fixing this is a combination of two things. The first is we want to do something that will free up that scar from being so tethered down. In the case of the C-section scar, we would make a little nick in that scar itself at the one end and at the other end, and use a special instrument that would literally create a lifting or a breaking up of that real tight tethered scar so that there would no longer be a way of seeing like a dent. And that's like step one. And then from that, we would also do some liposuctioning to even out the fat that may be below that scar and above that scar. And you can extrapolate this into any other scars on the body that may actually have this same situation where the scar just got so tethered down that it created a bulge on either side of the scar. And it's a very fixable thing. So if a lot of you are even looking at something like that and think like, oh my God, I don't know how I would, be able to do this. Most of the time, it does not require a scar revision. Now, just to explain the difference, sometimes a scar that could happen from a trauma or from a surgery or something like that, sometimes a scar will form that's very, very thick, or it may even be considered what we would call a keloid, which is a continual laying down of collagen or scar tissue, even though the wound or the incision may have healed. If it continues to put down more and more scar tissue, so it's building it up way outside the margins of what a normal scar would be, that's considered a keloid. If you just got a really swollen scar that just doesn't look great, a lot of times we'll call that a hypertrophic scar or just a very thick scar. And either one of those, if they're really unsightly and you don't like the way they look, they can always be revised. And sometimes we can do it surgically. Sometimes we can use lasers to make them better. Sometimes we can use different injectable products to make the scars smoother and better. But that's addressing the scar itself. What I'm saying is, even though some of these scars may have healed like a fine line, if they're tethered down to the tissues below the skin in such a great manner that it's creating a very tight, tethered appearance, that scar needs to be freed up so that it's no longer tethered down to the tissues below. And that by itself, a lot of times, just creates a smoother appearance to the surface of wherever we're going. So for instance, we started this discussion now talking about a C-section. If we did this type of thing where we freed up the tethering of this scar, it may make the surface of your abdomen and pubic area so smooth now that potentially liposuction may not even be necessary. But again, this is just another one of those things that I do think I see so much in office hours that I just wanted to bring to your attention that if it is something that bothers you, it is something that can be very, very easily addressed and very well can sometimes even be done in an office setting as opposed to even going into an operating room depending on the things that we need to do to make it better. You've been listening to The Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be back with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.